Guns blaze in the action-packed drama of Gunsmoke.
Around Dodge City and in the territory out west, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a state marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
Gunsmoke is a story of the violence that moved west with young America. It's also my story. Me, Matt Morgan, U.S. Marshal. I'm the first man they look for. Alas, they want to meet. Then you get it where a man isn't looking. Stumbles on another he don't want to look at. So fans the breeze straight for me. Double talk? Well, it's what happens to a sudbuster by the name of Beckhouse. This Beckhouse is riding into Dodge along the 3 mile. Oh, it's early morning. The sun's warm on his back. Warm and soothing, he says later. That's why he's not paying any attention to where his bronc's looking. The bronc looks, props, and Beckhouse takes a tumble.
You pesky, flea-bitten critter. What for you want to go toss a man like that? I ain't gonna let you go till you stop playing and acting up like you gone old fired loco. You want me to kick some hoss sense into you? Or don't you class yourself no hoss? What in the all-fired tarnation's wrong with... Say.
For the first time, this Beckhouse looks towards the side of the trail, looks at a small depression. What he sees isn't pretty. When hombres, law-abiding hombres like Beckhouse, see this kind of thing that isn't pretty, they all head for the same place.
Marshal Morgan. I didn't do it, but I sure found him. Yes, sir, back along the 3 mile, lying in a kind of shallow he is. A plum nice hunk of buzzard bait. I'm riding along, I'm minding my own nose, with the sun warming me back, and all of a sudden, this bronco...
Yeah, this man starts spilling words all over the floor, too many for me to follow, so I let him spill till he runs dry, then I get him to start again. Ask him his name.
Beckhouse. Eddie Beckhouse. I got a 20-acre green farm out beyond the 3 mile.
He tells me it's Eddie Beckhouse runs a green stuff farm out beyond the 3 mile fork. He's riding into Dodge when his horse props tossing him. Doesn't let go of the rein. That's why he rides fast to me when he sees this thing. I ask him a question.
Not that I stopped to look, Marshal, but it looked like he died from being stabbed all over.
Stabbed? Sure.
Sure. He got stabs all around his throat.
You any urgent business in Dodge?
Well, I guess it can kind of wait. See, no, me, I ain't got nothing that can't wait.
I want you to take me out the 3 mile and borrow a buckboard to carry in the body.
Sure, I'll show you.
I borrow the local Sawbones buckboard, tell him I'll return it with new business for him.
Fine, that'll be just fine, Marshal. I haven't had a post-mortem now for a couple of days. A man soon loses his touch.
I tell him that it should be interesting. As far as I know, the victim didn't die from...
Victim? You say victim, Marshal?
Uh-huh.
Victim, huh? Then it's murder.
And he died...
Don't, Marshal. Don't tell me. Don't spoil my little pleasure of finding out myself.
Beckhouse leads me out of Dodge, back along the 3 mile. Trail which isn't used very much. Leads me to this shallow depression.
There he is, Marshal, just like I told you. See them wounds?
Give me a hand. Lift him on the buckboard.
Sure. Light, ain't he? Don't weigh much.
You finished yet, Doc?
Marshal Morgan. Yes, I finished. Not as interesting as I'd hoped, but interesting enough. The man died from the effects of stabbing. 7 times the knife went in. Second one, there, being the fatal wound. Cut artery.
Meaning he must have bled a lot.
A little, if my examination is conclusive. By that, I mean, if he died from the second stab wound, then it was fairly fast. Therefore, not very much blood.
But enough to show up.
You mean in the ground, the dust? Is that what you mean?
Uh-huh.
Enough.
Well, that means he wasn't killed where we found him. He was killed someplace else, taken out 3 miles and dumped.
Yeah, could be. Could very well be. And judging from the lack of fluids collected, died from the stab severing the artery. Therefore, more than enough.
Well, there's not much of a chance of picking up any tracks out there. I had a good look around. Nothing to go on.
You note this man's hands, Marshal, their condition. White and soft, no calluses.
Mm.
Therefore, I would say this man had been a gambler. You found nothing by which to make identification?
No, nothing.
Nor did I. Interesting. Well, you can do but one thing. Invite the populace to view the remains. Perhaps someone, a man... A woman.
I do that. I spread the word around Dodge that the duck has a body the law wants identified. The Dodge City folk, the fact of an identification is one that means mystery. Mystery killing to them is a free show, a kind of one-man circus. So every man, woman, and kid turns up to file past the victim. Nobody identifies the remains. Comes the next day, and I have a visitor.
The name is Jessup. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah?
That body over at the docks.
So?
When it was living, it had a name.
And you know it?
I do.
Let's have it.
A strange one. That's why I remember. Arcade Grant.
You haven't got it round the wrong way.
Asked him the same myself when I first heard it. No, that's the right way. Arcade Grant.
Jessup, uh-huh. What do you do?
Oh, you've been looking at my hands, Marshal.
Professional with cards or dice?
Well, I prefer cards, but I have nothing against the dice, provided it isn't loaded.
When you played with Arcade Grant, which did you use?
Did I say I'd play?
Cards or the dice?
Neither. I didn't like the way Grant was acting up, flashing a big roll of notes about it. It was not only unethical, but boastful, foolish, and dangerous, as it obviously turned out.
How many people do you figure knew he was carrying so much?
Do you know Ma Hyacinth's boarding house?
One of the places I'd like to close up.
Well, no man would be stupid enough to cheat at cards or dice, not with Ma Hyacinth around.
You staying there?
Well, I was. Figure I'll move on over to Wichita.
When I say so, Jessup.
Marshal, does that mean I am under suspicion?
Just means I'd like to have you around for a while, that's all. You can leave Dodge some other time.
Mm-hmm. And if I claim my rights as a free citizen?
I'll toss you in the hoosegow on the charge of attempting to obstruct the law.
Well, in that case, I'll see if Ma Hyacinth can let me have my room back. If I'm wanted, you'll...
I walk around to Ma Hyacinth's boarding house with Jessup. It's a... one-story clapboard building in the tougher section of Dodge, a room and house which provides not only board and eats, but also liquor and gambling facilities. Jessup gets his room, then I get Ma Hyacinth's full attention.
Sure, you got nothing on me, Morgan, so beat it and take your bed someplace else where we'll upset customers.
Sit down, Ma.
In my own place? You're telling me to sit down or in my own place? Or...
Yes.
No. My, ain't the Lord busy these days, walking around telling gentle ladies what to do.
Ma, yesterday, why didn't you take a walk?
Like here, where to, youngster?
Like around a doc's place?
Ha, ain't got no time for docs. When I'm sick, I use the same liniments as my poor mother used on my poor Patty.
Like around the doc's place to identify one of your customers?
Master Morgan, what are you aiming at, huh?
What I'm always aiming at when there's a killing.
Say, yeah, I've been a killing.
Maybe you don't know anything that goes on within 50 miles of Dodge.
Oh, flattery ain't to get you nowhere, met me boy.
Where do you get the roll from, Ma?
you talking to me?
About one of your customers, one of your late customers. The hombre with the big roll and the strange name, Arcade Grant.
Late did you claim this morning, sir?
His last 2 days. How come you didn't join the queue yesterday?
Oh, my rheumatic, sir. Acting up something. Yeah. Did you say, Arcade Grant?
Who killed him, Mom?
So, better than, huh?
More? Killer took his time in dumping the body. Carried it out the far end of 3 Mile.
Any notion why?
He carried it out there?
Uh-huh.
Figured it was because he didn't want the body found too soon.
Mm-hmm. And, where do you figure this killing took place? Original.
Any rumor been scrubbing the floor these last few days?
My floor's raw as clean.
The blood?
Of anything you care to name.
Ma, tell me. This Arcade Grant got himself stabbed to death.
Yeah, hold it, Morgan, hold it. You say stabbed?
As with a knife.
Uh-huh.
In the throat 7 times.
7?
Does it mean anything?
Sure.
What?
A lot of stabs.
This Arcade Grant got himself stabbed to death in this building, you'd know it.
Well, if I'm around, sure. If I ain't around, no.
If this Arcade Grant won a roll too big to jump over, you'd know it?
He didn't win no roll in this place.
How can you be sure?
On account of, I get 10% kick in on all and everything.
All right, Ma. You know everything. Suppose you tell me about that shooting. Nothing that goes on here in Ma Hyacin's board and gambling house that she doesn't know. That's why when the 3 shots blast the air, I ask what I do before jumping for the door.
Yeah, I know nothing about him.
It takes me but a split second to reach the door. The corridor runs both ways, the corridor lined with closed doors, and the only things moving are the curtains down the end of the passage.
Marshal, I figured that the shooting come from down at the end.
One of these rooms?
Yeah, well, maybe. Let's try him.
Any luck?
Well, I'll get a pass key. As usual. This time of day, there ain't nobody using their rooms. They're either in the big card room or in a bar or out someplace.
Locked, huh?
Yeah, it's puzzling.
Make with a pass key, Ma.
A pass key? Oh, yeah, sure. I've got it on a string around my neck. Now then, you look the other way while I pull it out. All right, you can turn back.
Come on.
What am I doing the best I can? Well, there's one thing I'll say for him. He paid his rent in advance.
Whoever got him fired from outside.
Yeah, that's what an hombre gets for keeping the window open.
Jessup had this room before, didn't he?
You was here when I gives you back to him today.
Did he tell people he'd intended leaving, Dodge?
Marshal Morgan, there's some things I know and there's some things I don't.
Mm.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Rocky.
Hi.
Stick around, Rocky.
Huh? Who's your new boyfriend, Ma?
He ain't got no boyfriend.
Then who's your pard? I don't like him.
Where have you come from?
Who wants to know?
Marshal Morgan.
You Marshal Morgan?
Asking you where you've come from.
You mean where do I come from, meaning where I was born?
The last 3 minutes will do, Rocky.
Oh. From down the road. Anything against that?
Hand me your guns.
Say, what gives on around here, Ma? Why is the law boss in the place?
Yeah, better do what he wants, Rocky. There's a mean gleam in his eye.
All right.
Thanks. Okay, you can holster him.
Thanks, I'm sure.
Whereabouts down the road?
Well, I figure that's my private business, lawman.
Not anymore.
I'd rather not say.
Rocky, Jessup's just got himself shot.
Jessup?
Yeah.
Too bad.
How far down the road?
Now, look, Mar. I swear it's the first time I played down there, preferring, as you know, this place, but, well, I was at the roulette. Kaufman's roulette.
Ah, we'll go into that later.
Well, I didn't win nothing, so there ain't no 10% for you.
You come straight from Kaufman's to here?
Well, go check on it, lawman. I'm in the clear, so just go check on it. I ain't the only hombre around this place, lawman.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that career, Rocky. You're one of them hotheads, you know, where you get yourself into more than a couple of fights.
Known to use a knife?
Mr. Matt, Marshal Morgan. I guess I've done enough talk today with you. So long. You get your own way out.
Well, as it sometimes happens with these kind of killings, nobody knows nothing. Everybody knows everything. Which is why I find myself getting the local printer to run off a pile of wanted dodgers for me, offering $100 reward for information on either the Grant or Jessup killing, or both. I have them plastered up all over the city to make investigations, get no place. Then I have a visitor, one Rocky.
And so I figured, Marshal, that you should know about him, about this hombre Lennox and the critter Smythe.
Both flesh and a lot of money around, huh?
Well, I've seen him for a long time, but never they got so much on him at the one time.
I see. Did they know either of the dead men?
Why don't you ask him? Ain't I done enough coming to the law already?
Oh, sure, thanks.
Yeah, well, I guess that's all, Marshal.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Don't let Ma know I've been here, will you, huh?
No, I won't.
Of course, if you do, or she finds out, she'll want 10% of the $100 reward.
Well, let's worry about that if and when you collect it.
Huh? Oh, well, sure. That's all right. Well, so long, Marshal. I'm...
Let the cowpuncher go. I drift myself, not for a drink, but towards Ma Hazen's place. I find her in. Ask where I'm likely to come up against Lennox and Smythe. And she's in one of her moods.
Yeah. You're finding and locating folk. Ain't that part of your duty as a lawman, Mr. Marshal Bourne Boy?
Watch yourself tonight, Ma. I'm in the same mood as yourself. Nothing is funny.
Ha.
I need cheering up. One of the things that would do that is to close this place. Now, you get it?
Yeah. Well, Lennox, he's still out. But Smythe ain't. Room number 11, along there. Don't go tell him I said so.
I walk quietly along the dim corridor. Tread the floor close to the wall to stop any boards from creaking. Number 11 is near where the corridor makes a turn. The door isn't locked.
Say what?
Now reach for your gun, Smythe.
What's that?
The law. Sit down.
The law, huh? Oh, yeah, I recognize you now. The lamp shining on your face. All right. The law says sit down. I sit down. So now what's the law say, Marshal?
Where'd you get the roll you've been flashing around?
My, ain't the law nosy.
Ma won't like it if you bust one of her chairs. Now pick it up and sit up, huh?
Sure. Like I was some... All right. I forget it, Marshal.
You've forgotten what I asked?
I got the money from Lennox. You know, Lennox? You're a cowpuncher like me. For the past 12 months or so, I've been loaning him money. And, well, he paid it back, that's all.
All at once?
Yeah, all at once.
Someone die and leave him a small fortune.
What I know?
Where'd he get it from?
Well, look, if you... Hey, listen. You hear that, Marshal?
Mm.
Lennox. Lazy critter. Never bothers to walk around the place and in along the corridor. Gets in through his window instead.
What number?
Two doors down. This side.
Again, I soft-footed along the corridor, reach the door, test the handle, find it turns easy. And I give it a little shove. Opens quietly. Man inside the room has his back to me. He senses he's no longer alone. Spins around, a hand grabbing for his gun.
Leave it!
What the blazes?
Take it easy.
Marshal Morgan, ain't
it? Sit down, Lennox.
I don't know nothing about nothing.
Not even where you got all your money from? Even the money you paid Smythe?
Ever heard of a game of cards called poker?
Sure.
You're riding the wrong trail, Marshal. I know what's on your mind. I read them dodges of yours plastered up. But like I say, I don't know nothing about nothing.
But you're telling me who you played poker with, aren't you, Lennox? Who lost so much money to you?
Ain't nothing in the law books to say I got to.
You want to tell me the hard way, maybe?
All right. All right, Marshal. I'll tell you. They don't figure it's going to mean...
A man calling himself Lennox tells me he got involved in a poker game with a beef buyer on his way through Dodge to the cattle sales of Colorado. Says he had a big run of luck. Skins his beef buyer of every cent he's gotten. Can raise and credit. Name of the buyer? Lennox can't remember. But he's written it down someplace. What's happened to the slip of paper? Well, that's impossible to say. Well, now, leave him looking. Tell him the moment he locates it, he's to bring it round the law office.
Sure, Marshal. Sure, I'll do that. Only wish I could recollect the name.
Who else met him?
No one that I knows of.
Did he check in here?
Yeah, I guess he did check in.
I walked from Lennox's room, walked down the corridor, almost to where it leads out in the fresh air, but as I'm passing Ma Hyacin's room...
Hey, Marshal.
Yeah?
Inside. Yeah, I want to pay out them $100 reward.
Provided I'm given information leading to the arrest of whoever killed Grant Jessup.
Well, listen. You figure it the same as I do, that Grant was killed for his money, and Jessup on account of his talk with the law.
Plenty have talked with me about the Grant business is still on top of the ground.
Yeah, but only one identified Grant. So as that's something the killer didn't want so early, he pops them three slugs into Jessup.
Well, maybe.
Where do I get the $100?
When I make the arrest.
Oh, well, I guess I can trust you, Matt Morgan. Now, look, when you was talking with Lennox, you know what I was doing?
Listening.
And a good job I was on account of that Lennox filled you right up here with a pack of lies.
About the cattle buyer?
Listen, this critter Lennox, he tells you he reads them wanted dodges, right?
Sure.
Yeah, and then he tells Lennox that he wrote down the name of the cattle buyer.
Yeah?
That's what I say. Lennox is an all-fired plumb liar.
How?
How? On account that coyote can't write and he can't read.
But these do it for me.
Yeah! Nicest bit of gunplay I've seen in years, Marshal.
Thanks, Ma.
Yes, sir. So nice, I figure it's worth paying for. How would you like 10% of my reward, huh?
Join us again next week as Matt Morgan fights to bring law and order out of the wild violence of the West End, Gunsmoke. Gunsmoke is written by Ronald Ingleby and produced by Jim Bradley for Art Transit.